Philadelphia. Get ready to be inspired. If you need help finding the light in the darkness, don't touch that dial. Let's navigate life through the lens of hope with Scotty P. Inspirational speaker Scotty P speaks the importance of mental health in society and encourages techniques to overcome the everyday mental health obstacles that hold us back in life. It's not just inspiration, it's Scotty P inspiration.
Good evening, Philadelphia and the surrounding counties. Thank you so much again for joining us this Friday evening for another episode of the Scotty P Inspiration Show. Wow, this is exciting. This is episode 10, so a little bit of a milestone here. This is fantastic. I'm so thankful that you joined us and are starting your weekend with us so that I can help you navigate life through the lens of hope. So everybody, thank you once again for being here, and thank you to WWDB Studios for allowing us to record here. They are the ones that make all of this possible to be in the studios here in Ballard-Kinwood. All right, everybody. So it is Friday. It is almost October. Things are going pretty well. I'm excited. Everyone's excited here. And like I said, we are episode number 10. So we're getting places, doing a little bit of a milestone. And it's really thankful. I'm thankful to all of you who have listened and who have made this show part of your everyday life and of your weekend as a great way to get things started for you. Now, just real quick, if you want to watch any of the 10 previous episodes, a couple ways you could do it. You can go on Apple Podcasts and search the Scotty P Inspiration Show. You can go on Spotify, or you can go on www.dbam.com, search our show that way. And you can also go on my YouTube channel, that's Scotty P Inspiration, and you can watch all previous episodes that way as well. Okay, so you got plenty of opportunities, plenty of ways to see the past 9, and now number 10 episodes of this show. All right, everybody, without further ado, we are going to jump into it because that is what we do. We want to get things started so you can take something from this, run with it, and then get your weekend started on a positive note and paying attention to your mental health and giving you some inspiration, okay? Now, a lot of times what I've been doing recently is I like to start with a quote. I think it's a good introduction to get things going, and I'm going to do that again here. We're going to start with a quote, and it is as followed right here. The dark does not destroy the light. It defines it. It's, however, our own fear of the dark that casts our joy into the shadows. I think this quote is amazing. I don't know who said it. It came up as an unknown, but whoever said it, much love, because it's a fantastic quote. It's so true, right? The darkness doesn't destroy the light. No, it never does. It defines it, right? And it's those darkness and that difficult time in our lives that we go through that really defines who we are as a person and as people, right? However, it is the fear of that darkness or falling into that sadness, falling into that dark place that casts our joy into the shadows. And I think a lot of times the fear of the unknown, the fear of what could possibly happen, the fear of something that happened before and having that happen again is what keeps us in that dark place rather than actually stepping into that joy that might be here and really taking full advantage of that light, right? So I think this is a great way to start our show. And for today, the show, what I want this title and this whole idea to be about is just simply how it gets better. And that is a subjective term to your life right now, the listener. But what I need you to understand is that whatever it is that you're going through, whatever type of situation, struggle, darkness that you are facing or have faced, we have to hold on to and know that it does get better. Because when we know that it gets better, that's what gives us some hope to keep moving forward, right? Because if we're in that dark place and we just keep bombarding ourselves, bombarding over and over and over again, telling ourselves, oh, it'll always be this way. I'll never get out of this dark place. I'm always going to be stuck in this unhappiness. Then we're going to have no hope that it will get better. And we're going to stay there forever. And I think that's one of the scary things is that, unfortunately, if we don't find that hope in our lives, if we don't find something to hold on to during those difficult times, we'll stay in a dark place, even though we're not meant to stay there. And I think as a listener, what's important for you to take away from this show today is acknowledging your difficulty, accepting it, but also knowing that it's temporary and that things will get better. And to kind of go along with that, one of the things that I love, I believe Robert Frost initially said it in one of his poems, and it's since been said for a lot of different commercials and different things, but he one time said the only way is through, or the only way to get past difficulties is to go through them. You know, think about it kind of like this. If you dance around something, if there's like a huge rock in the middle of the road, if you try to keep dancing around it, I doubt you're probably going to be able to get around it if it's covering the whole road, right? And so the only way to get through that is to get some type of equipment to break it apart and go through, right? So in the same way in life, when we have a difficulty, when we have a dark time, when we are struggling, if we don't acknowledge it and look it in its face for what it is, we're never going to be able to get past it. And we're forever going to live in the shadow that that difficulty is casting on our lives because we refuse to acknowledge it, we refuse to jump into it, and we refuse to really fight back against it. And I think what happens with a lot of us is that fear, as that quote talked about in the beginning, paralyzes us to the point where when something difficult comes into our lives, we would much rather just say, oh, well, look at this lot that I've been given. This is a bad hand that I've been given. I guess there's nothing I can do about it. So I'm just going to sit here and, you know, I'm going to bring others down with me and I'm going to say, woe is me. I guess there's nothing that can change. You know, personally, I don't like this type of attitude, you know, because I've found that when you're in that type of attitude, it really sucks the life out of everybody around you as well. And I speak from experience because there was a time in my life, believe it or not, where I felt like that. And I felt like I was in such a dark place that I brought other people down with me and I was so negative thinking I would never get out of it. So I know what it's like to be there. But at the same time, what's important to understand is that you got to fight back against that. Because it's so easy in life when things don't go right, when things are really going wrong, when you're really hurt and really in a hard, difficult spot, it's so easy to just be like, ah, forget it. Who cares? I'm hurt. Ah, everybody else, I want them to feel my pain too. Nothing's going to go right for me. Ah, who? Whatever. This life is a joke. It sucks. I hate it. Nothing ever goes my way. Who cares? What's the point? I'm moping around. You know, quite frankly, it's easy to do that. Because the nature of life is that it's extremely difficult. So it's so easy to just say, ah, throw in the towel, whatever, whatever, live at the very least in every way that I can. It's easy to do that. But what's a lot more difficult to do, yet a lot more rewarding, is to take that difficult situation, acknowledge it, understand it, but also know that you could take something good from that and that you can start moving towards a better way, moving towards something better in life. Now, that's difficult to do, though, because a lot of times we can't really, obviously we can't see into the future, but we don't even really want to see into the future because we're so consumed with what's going on right now, right? And when what's going on right now isn't fun, is hard, is difficult, is sad, is hurtful, in a way it can be comfortable to just kind of wallow in that and to just sort of give up because it takes too much energy to try to fight back against it. I know what that feels like. It's so difficult and it's a shame. Because I think if we could just muster up enough energy to keep fighting through that, we would be amazed at what's on the other side of it and what we take from it. I always kind of put it like this. I'm sure we've all heard the old quote, life's all about peaks and valleys. And I said this before, but I think it's one of the great quotes I came up with, or phrases should say, peaks and valleys, okay? So peaks, the good times in life, valleys, the difficult times in life. I think we can all get it. But I think of it like this. When you find yourself in a valley in life, think about it. A valley is a low-lying piece of land between two higher pieces of land, right? So what does that tell us geographically about a valley is that there's a lot of runoff, there's a lot of water, there's a lot of moisture in that area. So in a valley, it's really prime for growth. You'll see a lot of things that are green, a lot of shrubbery, a lot of flowers, a lot of things grow in valleys because of the moisture that's there, okay? So in the same way, when we look at it like that in our lives, when we find ourselves in a valley, sure, we're not on a peak, but there's a lot of growth that could take place there if we're willing to take that on, if we're willing to get our hands dirty, if we're willing to take that situation and try to find something good about it. And when I put it like that, I always think of it in this sort of way. I think about it that in these valleys of our lives, these difficult times, there are these little hidden gems in those valleys. But these hidden gems, they're not just on the surface, they're not just in the valley saying, oh, I found one. No, no, no. You got to dig into the dirt. You got to dig into your situation to find these hidden gems. Now, these hidden gems could represent a new friendship. They could represent a new aspect to yourself that you didn't know. It could be newfound strength, newfound resilience, a new relationship. It could be any of those things. It could be anything. You know, it's different for everybody. But I'm a true believer that those hidden gems, they are there in each one of our valleys if we're willing to put in the work to find it. And that's just the thing, though, because in that valley, it's so easy to just sit there and stare off at the peaks in the distance and say, I used to be there, or why aren't I there yet? And that's understandable. That's normal. I get that. But if we could shift that focus just a little bit, and instead of staring at the peaks in the distance, put our head and put our attention into where we're at right now and looking for those hidden gems, I think it's going to really make a huge difference for us. And not only does it make the time that we're in the valley go by faster, but it also gives us a new layer to our personality, a new layer to who we are, a new experience, so that when we do get to that peak, keyword, when we do, because it will happen, we'll be able to enjoy it even more than previously. And so that's why I love talking about those hidden gems in the valley. And I think that's something that we can all really take hold of. And I hope for you, the listener today, as you're listening to the show, you think about where you're at. And maybe you're on a peak right now. And if you are, enjoy it. Enjoy it for what it is. Say, hey, this is great. I've worked hard. I'm here. I'm going to enjoy this. But if you're in a valley, just remember that. Just remember to take a look around, get in the dirt, find those hidden gems that are going to develop you and make you better. Because they are there. I could guarantee that. So to kind of go along with that, one of the things I think is important for us to understand is that the temporal nature of suffering, how things are temporary when we're going through a difficult time. Now, it is temporary. However, many times when you're in it, it doesn't feel that way. It feels permanent, right? Think about, there was a time when you were maybe, I don't know, I'll just give an example. Me personally, I couldn't stand high school. It was a very difficult time for me. When I was in high school for those 4 years, it seemed like it would never end. It seemed like I would be stuck at that high school forever with the same people, going through the same things, being the same version of Scott that I didn't like forever. I truly convinced myself that it was always going to be that way because it felt like that because I was in a difficult time. Obviously, now looking back on it, high school was getting close to, you know, it was like 7-8 years ago for me at this point. It was a while. I got through it. I've lived so much great life after it. But in the moment, it seemed like it would always be that way, right? But when I look back on it, what I'm able to understand now is that all that pain, all that difficulty, all that time where I spent hating so much where I was at, I will never get that time back. It is gone. That time's gone. I can never get it back. And I don't believe in regrets. As anyone who has heard me, has listened to me, knows that regrets in me, that's not something that makes. But I will say this. I definitely could have found a lot more hidden gems in that valley had I spent more time accepting where I was and learning to dig in that situation, in that area, to find those hidden gems. Rather than for 4 years staring off at the peaks in the distance saying, when am I going to be there? Right, so that's just something for you to take away from this today. You know, we only have a certain time on this earth. Like, time in itself can feel very long, but the reality is life is very short. And so we don't always get this time back. We don't get the time back, excuse me. So just because maybe you're in a difficult spot right now, two things for you to know. Number one, there is good that will come from it. And number two, you have to remember that it does get better. May not be right away. It may feel like a while, but it will. And you need to hold on to that. Hold on to that hope so that you can keep getting through that difficult time and know that better times are on the way. So everybody, we're going to be right back after these quick commercial breaks. We still got so much to talk about. I really like this topic. I think it's relatable for all of us. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. And we will be right back for the next part of our show after these quick commercial breaks.
Hey everyone, Eric Katz here, the owner of Katz Dogs Canine. Are you working from home and need to get your dog out running around for the day? Will you be traveling this summer and looking for a place to board your pup? Is your dog looking a little shaggy and need a haircut or bath? Are you looking forward to walking around and enjoying this beautiful weather, but you can't because your dog's pulling like a freight train? Well, you're in luck. We are a one-stop shop that focuses on daycare, boarding, grooming, and training. We are located at 35 Middle Road, Percy, PA, on 10 beautiful acres. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Cats Dogs Canine or our website, catsdogscanine.com. Our phone number is 855-CATS-DOG, 855-528-9364.
What's going on, everyone? This is Scott Prendergast here, aka Scotty P. Real quick, I want to talk to you about my business. It's called Scotty P Inspiration. And what I am is I'm an inspirational speaker, and I want to help others navigate life through the lens of hope. Now, I do this through speaking engagements, but also one-on-one life coaching. So if you're interested in booking me or doing some of that coaching, let me know. Check me out at www.scottypinspiration.com or check out my Instagram at scottyp_inspo.
Find Yourself Boxes was to create to foster the connection between a person and those in life who may be working through mental health challenges by providing curated and customizable boxes filled with research-backed wellness products that promote healing. Coupling personal experience with professional mental health guidance, Find Yourself Boxes meets people where they are on their journey. Wellness doesn't look the same for every person, and these products are packaged together to touch various aspects of our wellness spectrum. Find your healing with Find Yourself Boxes at findyourselfboxes.com, and you can get 20% off your first purchase.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Scotty P Inspiration Show, episode number 10. Woo! Okay, doing some things out here. So thank you so much again for joining me on this Friday evening, everybody. I'm appreciative that you want to get your weekend started with Scotty P here. That's myself, and understanding that we want to navigate life through the lens of hope, all right? So if you're just joining us right now, if you missed the first half of the show, fear not, it's okay. Essentially, what we're talking about today is how things get better. And how when you're in that dark place, in that dark time, it's temporary, but there is good to be found within it, okay? So we're talking all about that today for episode number 10. Now, with that being said as well, if you want to watch previous episodes or you want to listen to previous episodes, a couple ways you can do it. You could go on Apple Podcasts. You could go on Spotify, search the Scotty P Inspiration Show. You could go on my YouTube channel where you can see live videos as well. That channel is Scotty P Inspiration. Or you can also go on www.dbam.com and you can search the Scotty P Inspiration Show and you can listen to previous episodes there as well. So plenty of different ways for you to check out this episode and the 9 others that we've done so far. And we've got so much more coming for you too, and we're so excited about it, okay? All right, everybody. Now, we've been talking about how it gets better. We've been talking about how darkness is temporary. We've been talking about how that pain is something that is going to be good for us in the long run, but how to work through that when we're in that moment. Because as we know, when we're in that moment of difficulty, it is one of the hardest things in the world to get through. When we're in that dark place, it feels like it's a permanent thing. But we've got to remember that it's not, all right? Now, one of the things I want to start this part of the segment off with is kind of as follows. Now, I think a lot of us, we like to watch movies. We like to watch Netflix shows or Amazon Prime Video, Hulu, whatever it is. In this day and age, people really like to watch their shows. I think it's more now than ever something that people view as an unwinding agent, something that really helps them to just kind of disconnect and really, you know, de-stress. At least I know for me sometimes it is, and a lot of people that I talk with. So I want to kind of put it like this. Think about when we watch a movie. A lot of times it has kind of the same plot. If it's about a character, you have the beginning, sets kind of the scene about their life. Then you have this conflict or struggle, right? And that lasts for a little bit. Then you have the rising action. And then at the end, you have kind of, you know, the climax and the resolution and the how things, you know, turn out. But you know what's interesting? What I've noticed in all these movies and TV shows or even books is that period where that person is struggling is maybe, what, 30 minutes of the movie? If it's a two-hour movie, maybe it's 30 minutes the person's struggling. And so the rest of the movie is about setting the scene or then after that struggle, right? So I think a lot of times we as humans kind of put ourselves on that type of clock. You know, we'll be going through some type of struggle and be like, okay, my struggle should be done by now. It's just like the movies. In the movies, you know, Tommy over here, he only went through the struggle for like a little bit and then he was good. But we have to remember this isn't the movies now. This is real life stuff here. And there is no timetable for us to say it has to be done at this point. It should be done at that point. And I almost think sometimes when we watch these movies, it kind of disconnects us from reality because we expect our lives to be like that of a movie. You know, but a movie is scripted. It's something that has been put together in a way to be entertaining and for people to, you know, connect with a little bit. But we have to understand our lives are not that. Our lives are not going to be exactly like a movie. And because sometimes, you know, if someone were to do a true movie on the everyday nature of our lives, it would be pretty boring. Because there's a lot of great stuff with life, but there's a lot of everyday things that we just have to kind of go through sometimes, right? But what we need to understand is that when we're in that section of our movie's life, so to speak, where it is the struggle, where it is that difficulty, you know, we've got to understand that this is a necessity. This is absolutely essential to the next point of our lives. You know, we can't just cut this piece out like we can in a movie and say, I don't like that. I just want to go right to the rising action. No, unfortunately, we can't do that. We've got to understand that this is where we're at right now. This is part of us, but still holding on to something, knowing that, like I said before previously, it is not always going to be like that. But one of the things that I found that I see people do a lot that I work with and I speak with is people will compare. They'll be like, oh, you know, I resonate with the movie Rocky because I could connect when he was, a street fighter. I resonate with this because I feel like I'm that too. And I'm waiting for my moment to face Apollo Creed. I'm waiting for my moment to be in the sunlight, in the star, in the limelight, whatever it is, right? But instead of waiting for that moment, what if I told you that you could do something right now that would help you to get there quicker? What if I told you that there was something in your life right now, right here, that could help you to get on the right path to getting to that limelight moment, to getting to that peaceful moment, to getting to your aha, I've been waiting for this moment? What if there was something right now that you could do to help get you there? Bit of a rhetorical question, because there is. Because every moment that we have on this life, whether it's a good one or bad one, all these moments, there is something valuable within it. But the question is, are we going to be able to grasp that and hold on to it and add it to us? Or are we going to view that moment that's painful as something that's taking away from us? And I'll say that again. Are we going to view this moment as something that's adding to us, or view this moment as something that's taking something else away from us? And when I say this, what I'm talking about is that we can't always control the moments and things that happen to us. We can't. We can't always control when we find ourselves in a difficult time in life. A lot of times, actually, we have no control over it at all, right? But what we are able to control is how we are going to take that situation and what we're going to do with it. Life is filled with all these examples. You hear about these amazing people who went through extreme tragedies or difficulties, and all of them have something in common. All of them took a situation that was less than ideal, that maybe wasn't fair, that quite frankly was probably horrible, and they didn't let that define them. They realized that it was part of them. They acknowledged it. They realized it was something that was happening. They didn't try to act like it wasn't, but they did something about it. And because of what they went through, it developed them in some type of way to become that great character, that great person that did whatever later in their lives. They didn't run away from the darkness, but rather they went through it. And ultimately, that's the theme of this show today. The only way is through. I said that before. Hidden gems in the valley. I said that earlier. All this stuff ties into that. Yes, it does get better, but what are we going to do in the meantime? And for you, the listener today, I want you to ask yourself right now, I want you to be honest and look at your life situation. And I want you to say, what can I do right now today? What can I do in this situation, whether I like it or not? What can I do? What can I get from this situation to help me to become better in some type of way? What can I do today because of this, because of where I'm at, because I can't change where I'm at? But what can I do to change my mindset about it and how I'm thinking about it? And I want you to really be introspective like that, because when we start thinking in this type of way, it gets a lot of different juices flowing. But more than that, it gives us something to hold on to. Maybe at a time where otherwise we'd feel like we wouldn't have anything to hold on to, right? So keep that in mind today as a listener. Take heart of that, have hope with that, and know that there will be something for you to grab onto right now today that's going to help you in that way, okay? And that's super, super important to understand, because so many times when I'm talking with people, I talk with a lot of people who are dealing with depression, sometimes very deep depression, to the point where they feel like getting out of bed just isn't even worth it for them, okay? So one of the things that I hear a lot from people who are dealing with this stuff is saying, Scott, I just feel like I have no reason to do anything because nothing's ever going to get better, and I'm tired of having my hopes let down. I'm tired of getting my hopes up for something and having them crashed and let down day after day after day after day after day. And I understand this because I've been there myself. I remember being that person as well, because when you're constantly having your hopes let down and crushed, it's like a little piece of you gets taken away every time something doesn't work out, right? And that hurts, and it's so difficult to try to get up, and then you get bitter and jaded, and it becomes so much easier to just lie down and take it rather than fight back. But what I always say to these people that are dealing with this, and what I said to myself when I was at that point going through it, was I reminded myself that this life of mine, I get one of these, and every single day I get to define myself. And I'm going to say, am I going to define myself by this pure sadness today? Do I want my whole day to be defined by this, this misfortune, what didn't go right, what's going wrong, how I can't do this or that? Do I want to define this day, which I will never get back, by that? Or instead, do I want to take this day, say, yeah, okay, this day sucks. It's not going well. But I'm going to take this feeling that I have, I'm going to mold it into something so that maybe tomorrow might be a better one. So that maybe tomorrow I'll at least have one little thing to hold on to, one little joy to have, so it's that much better than today. And if you're doing that, all of a sudden there's some type of progress that's being made there. And over time, this little progress, little by little by little by little by little by little by little, ooh, now we've changed our mindset a little bit. Now, it kind of happens one foot in front of the other, as though most things in life, most things get done by putting one foot in front of the other. Dealing with depression, anxiety, or just any challenges in life, it's the same thing. We can't wait for Superman to come and take it out of our lives, but rather, we can take those little bits and pieces of what is here right now and start to build something with it. And anyone who's ever built anything knows that at first when you're building something, you don't know what it's going to be. But the more pieces, the more things you add to it, all of a sudden your creative juices are flowing and it starts to turn into something. But in order to do that, we've got to keep building. And so for you, I want you all to do that as well today too. And so the last thing that I'll say as we wrap this up here is as follows. I want everyone to understand is that darkness and pain, it doesn't last. However, if we never open our eyes, we'll never see that that darkness has passed. So in order for us to understand that the darkness is done, we've got to open our eyes to see what's around us. And we got to go through that darkness rather than being afraid of it and just sitting in it the whole time. Now, this is something you can do. I believe in you. I know that you can do it. So as you start your weekend today, look at your life and find that hidden gem today to hold on to and know that you're building towards something better and that things are going to get better. But remember to have your eyes open. So when that darkness does pass, you're able to really accept and enjoy that light that you're in for what it is. So this is Scotty P signing off, everybody. Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for being here.